The wombat lay full length, as long as a big dog, but thicker set, a mass of weight and muscle. Soft still, his bulk gave but didn't shift. It gives me an uneasy feeling to leave an animal on a road to flatten into fur and flesh under so many tire prints. You may say that bone dust is all the same, that morsels for ravens or worms are neither here nor there. But those meaty silhouettes receding into ignominious shadows on the asphalt make me unhappy. Here, right on the bend, this dead wombat was a ploy to catch the outer front wheel unawares. Someone's wheel, sometime in the night, had caught his living self by surprise. His head was as big as a person's, and his grey palms big and soft as a child's, with lines scored, the line of fate, the line of the heart. His fur was not like that of a possum, even mink-like to the touch. His pelt was all manner of hair, dense brown under fleece to keep him warm, marsupial grey flecked out of fur he shared with wallaby and bandicoot for melting into landscapes. But struck all through, in one inexorable direction from head to rear like a boar's or an otter's, these needle-thick and pointed at the end black hairs. They seemed to be his courage and his will. His small eyes, his lesser sense, already dull, evacuated. His nose the greater part of his great head. His claws and shoulders brought to mind the anecdotes of those who, rearing orphan wombats in a human house, find, returning home, the babies have made soft work of plywood doors and hardwood floors. In the end, the only way to move his bulk was to hook an arm under each of his and haul him like a dead man off the yellow gravel across the ditch and leave him on the grass bank, as if in deep repose. Somehow, his poor back leg, already gnawed away to the bone by a devil or a quoll or a dog with its missing claw, had tucked itself away out of sight. There he lies. The living ants and maggots will do their job. His fur will fall apart, his mass collapse from within. His head and claws and massive shoulders, the last to tie him to his shape and life, as the rest recedes into two dimensions. An arrangement of bones upon the drying grass. Summer warming up his patch of earth. The forest ravens jawing higher up the hill. A magpie carolling each lightning morning. And skylarks overhead, rising on each ascending note.